All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to you. I am Perry White. Good to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. And everybody watching across the world on our YouTube and Facebook Live, good morning to you guys. Remember, be sure to keep up with the Jaguar Journal on social media. We're on X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Go be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on Twitch TV, Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. Now, as we continue the second hour of the show down in New Orleans today, there's a big game. And if you didn't know about it, the HBCU Legacy Bowl, where some of the top talent around the country from our rich history in many HBCUs will be down there showcasing their talents on national television on the NFL Network today at 3 o'clock at Yeoman Stadium on the campus of Tulane. And guess what? I have one of the coaches who's going to be representing not only his university, but going to be representing his coaching skills out there today. He's the head football coach over at Prairie View A&M, Coach Tremaine Jackson. Good morning, Coach Jackson.
What's going on, man? Good morning.
Man, good morning. Glad to have you on, man. And for those who don't know, Coach Jackson won the SWAC West Division title last year, won the SWAC Championship last year, as well as was named SWAC Coach of the Year. So good to have you on with us, Coach. How has New Orleans been for you this week?
It's been really good, man. We got here on Monday, and it's been a really – I hadn't spent this much time in New Orleans, but being around these guys and being able to get out in the city, it's been a really good week.
Now, for everybody listening, off the record, I had asked him. He said he just had breakfast. I said, man, did you get some shrimp and grits? He said, look, what you tell me, Coach?
No, my stomach ain't that – it can't handle that, man. I just need the meat and potatoes, bacon and eggs, man.
I tell you, man, it'll get you, man. As my mom say, my stomach ain't rich to handle all that. But let's talk about the week of this. Let's talk about this week and what has occurred. These players from all across the country have now come to New Orleans, and they want to showcase their talent to try to get to the next level. And for some of these guys, you've coached against them, you've coached them, and for some of them, it's the first time you're meeting, and you may have heard about them. For you, what has it been like for you being able to look at this talent, work with this talent, and try to get these guys ready to showcase their talent?
Now, first of all, the event that Doug and Shaq put on, man, is first class. These guys have had a lot of exposure this week. I think 26 NFL scouts were out there on day one, another 28 day two. And these guys were able to be exposed. It's been fun for me to now go from watching guys on tape or coaching against guys to now being in the same meeting room with them and really getting to know them and build relationships with them and just help these guys achieve their goals. So just because they didn't play for us don't mean we don't have an obligation to help them. And so we certainly been trying to do that and have had a lot of fun getting to know these young men and help them achieve the goals.
Now, what are some of the things you're working on in terms of the skill part of the game and the fundamental part of the game for them to go out and showcase?
Yeah, Coach Gray got the offense and his staff, and so my staff has predominantly the defense. Now, we've just been able to go through individual drills and give guys some nuggets, things that help them sharpen on what they know and maybe give them a little something extra, or reminder or something like that their coach might have told them that, you know, they hadn't played football since November, December. And so just trying to get them back so that they can expose themselves. But it's really been a lot of one-on-one work so these guys can see, so the scouts can see them in one-on-one situations.
And for you as a coach and the rest of the coaches, talk about some of the other coaches you've been able to work with this week in just the camaraderie of this coaching profession.
Yeah, man, you know, Coach Barry and his staff is from South Carolina State are here. Mo Flowers, Coach Flowers over at Johnson C. Smith is here. And then I'm working directly with Coach Gray, who was at Albany State, now at FAMU. And it's just a great time when coaches get together and spend a lot of time with each other. Our evenings have been awesome. We sit around and tell stories and talk techniques, and everybody's just, it's a growing environment. Whether we're growing relationships, we're growing our football IQ. And so now, man, when you get these competitive situations, you know, you're competing against one of your friends and not necessarily an adversary or somebody you really don't know. And it just makes it better for all of our profession. Really wish more coaches could experience this. Now, Perry, I ain't gonna lie to you, I plan to be here every year. And there's only one way to get here. You got to win the SWAC. You got to win the SWAC. So I plan on being here every year. So I don't know. I hope nobody else in our league can experience this and just us, because we certainly love it, man, and we love the environment that Doug and Shaq create.
Oh, you want to keep it all for yourself?
Yeah, they come by and visit.
Hey, I've been down there as well, and I've had a chance to experience it. It is a great environment, especially when, you know, you watch a lot of these guys, whether you get to see them playing against your prospective team or you're watching them on television on HBCU Go, on ESPN, SWAG TV, or whatever platform you're watching. When you get to see this top talent come down and perform, because a lot of these guys, in all honesty, they're trying to go to the next level. And we understand the next level isn't for everybody, but because you get a chance to showcase this on NFL Network and get a chance to put your talent out there, there's a possibility your name could be called, whether in the draft or as a undrafted agent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they gave us a stat Monday night that in all 5 years of the game happening, somebody has always jumped off the screen from this game and gotten an opportunity in camp. The last guy being the defensive lineman that went to Morgan State last year, that's now with the Vikings. And so, and dude came down here and nobody could block him. Next thing you know, he found himself in the camp and made the NFL roster. So there's a lot of benefits for this game. I see the D-line we have on Team Robinson every day. Man, if these dudes don't get a look, I'm going to see if I can get them another year of eligibility. Because we need them at Prairie View, man. And so just having that fun, man, watching these guys. But I definitely think it's a lot of talent here.
Anybody, give me some names of some guys that have stood out to you, man, and what is it about them that has stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, Bryce Cage from Grambling on the D-line, and Cam, the quarterback from Bethune-Cookman, really big kid, really, you know, you watch him on tape, you don't think he's as big, but he really is a big guy. We got several offensive linemen, guys from Alabama State, guys from Florida A&M that are here, and then Jeremiah Williams, Reed Pulley, and those guys on defense. I joke with I've been around the Jackson State guys a lot, just because I just keep letting them know what happened December 6th. and so these guys are now my boys. But man, they're extremely talented people. So, you know, I gravitate to guys that can play. And those guys certainly did a good job in their career. But I would say here, man, we got a team of 52. There's a lot of good talent here. Somebody going to rise to the top today in today's game and really give themselves an opportunity to go to the next level.
You know why Jackson State, why you've humbled them. It's some humbleness now. You served them up a big serving of humble pie.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we joke with them. Those guys won a lot of football games. They run a great program. I just had to let them know that Prairie View ain't the same Prairie View they've been thinking it was.
And talk to me about that side, because you came to Prairie View from Valdosta State, where your team played and contended for a Division II national championship. What an honor to be able to go through that field, because anybody know Division II is filled with phenomenal talent that sometimes gets overlooked. But you can get some really, really, really great football on that Division II side. So to make it to a championship is no easy feat by far. But in year one, you get hired. AD Golf hires you over at Prairie View, and you come in to establish a culture. Now, for you, once you got hired, how important was it for you coming in the door to establish social media presence, brand paraphernalia, as well as attending alumni and athletic events to show people what it is that you're building there and your commitment to the program?
Yeah, it was very important. You know, Prairie View, when we got the program, had not been out there. And to be honest, you, Perry, you know this better than anybody. Prairie View A&M football is known for more losing than it is winning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to turn that tide. And the fastest way you can do that in today's time is through social media. We have great alumni base, so you got to go meet them. You got to go see where they are. There's a lot of history and tradition at Prairie View A&M. But social media is to make you're able to make your life seem like it's the best life out there. And that's what we wanted to do. And we wanted to tell a true story, so when we got recruits, that we didn't lie to them. And we also wanted to make some people mad along the way, Bear, because all publicity is good publicity on social media when you do it the way we do it. So even if you're mad at us, you're still talking about it. And we wanted to make sure that there was a buzz at Prairie View A&M, which in turn helped us in recruiting, which in turn helped us with connection with our players. And it made our players go out and play for something bigger than themselves. And so now Prairie View A&M football is a brand. I don't know how big a brand it is. Somebody might come in and say it's not a very big brand, but it is a brand. And so now guys are playing for the brand along with playing for one another, and we were able to buy into something bigger than ourselves and go win the championship.
And now that you've won the championship, you competed for a Black College National Championship last year against South Carolina State in the Celebration Bowl. What has it now been after that with continuously trying to establish this culture and take it to the next level for you and this program?
Yeah, we got to finish the fight, Barry. I think, you know, we got into a situation where regardless of what the score was, regardless of what the circumstance of the game, we didn't finish the fight. We did all – it took us 345 days. It didn't even take us a year to compete for a national championship. We did it in 345 days. But we got to finish the fight. And so that's what we've been working on now. We've added more to our collective from a talent standpoint, and we wanted to make sure that we get the right guys and coaches in here that can help us finish the fight. Prairie View A&M will always be in the national championship conversation, regardless. There's a turn of the tide. It's a change of the guard, per se. And so when you now play for a program that consistently competes for championships, then there's a different level. Now we got to go win one. You mentioned we played in the D2 National Championship. I don't know if anybody's played in the PWI National Championship and then HBCU National Championship back-to-back. But we didn't win them. And so we got to win now. And that comes with finishing the fight.
In year one for you and now moving on, for your brand, for Prairie View's brand, and looking at it all together, how committed do you have to be as a head coach to then get the fans and the supporters to be just as bought in and committed to the program as you?
Yeah, you have to be everywhere that everybody is, and that's hard because you're only one person. But again, you got the tool of social media. If you don't get engaged, if I'm the head coach and I'm not engaged, why would anybody else want to be engaged? I'm not even engaged. And so it's one of those deals for me. You look at everywhere we've been, we've jumped right in it. But here, especially at Prairie View, Prairie View A&M is home for me. I'm from Houston. A lot of my family went to Prairie View. I didn't, but people in my family did. And we take great honor in our family and honoring people that did great things in our family. And so, man, it's certainly something that we have to do. And then when you do it, you start learning about the history and tradition of Prairie View A&M. We're not just Texas A&M's nephew. Like, we can stand on our own 2 feet in a lot of deals. A lot of great things have happened at Prairie View, and now we're just catching it up in football.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on and joining me this morning, man. And anybody that wants to see him at work today, he's going to be down coaching in New Orleans at Yuman Stadium at 3 o'clock. The HBCU Legacy Bowl, some of the top talent around the country, will be right there. And they're going to be coaching them up, getting these guys ready on NFL Network. Coach, congratulations. For y'all don't know, he won the SWAC Western Division title last year. He won the SWAC Championship last year. And he is the SWAC Coach of the Year. So basically, as they say, the SWAC got to go through where, Coach?
Prairie View, Texas. Prairie View, Texas, man. Appreciate you having me, Prairie, man, as always. Go Panthers, man.
Already, Coach. Appreciate you.
All right,
everybody, let's get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you heard it for yourself. Now you're going to hear it from Perry from a perspective, because I'm going to talk to you about all of what happened this week with the viral moment. I'll give you a better perspective. Y'all stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to you. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us on this bright and Saturday, early on a Saturday morning. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area, and everybody watching on our YouTube and Facebook Live. Good morning to you. Glad to have you guys with us. Be sure to keep up with the Jaguar Journal, of course, across all social media, X, Instagram. We're on Facebook. Hey, go subscribe, go follow, go to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. We're on Twitch TV, we're on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. We are active, we are everywhere, so follow, keep up with us. We're growing. We're not just a radio show here in Baton Rouge. We're not just also, we're the longest continuous radio show in the state of Louisiana, so let's make sure we get that understood. But nonetheless, you guys know what we do here. We keep you up to date with what's going on, not only at Southern University, but the community and everything as a whole. Now, to the big story, the big topic, as you see, even in the bio, in the title and everything else, questioning Marshall Faulk's pride here at Southern University, his Jaguar pride, not his pride as a man, not his pride as a coach, not his pride as an NFL player, his pride as a Jaguar, because I'm full of Jaguar pride, and anybody knows that. Everybody knows that, and if you didn't, now you know. But for me, Of course, if you didn't know, I went viral this week because I questioned what I thought from my observation looking at Coach Faulk since his presence has been here, since he was named the week before the SWAC championship back in December, early December, and here we are in February getting ready to go into March. I questioned what was his commitment to Southern University. And when I say his commitment, how committed is he to us the way we are committed to him? Now, you'll be surprised how many phone calls and texts and DMs and inbox messages that I get all the time from people all across the country that reach out to me and talk to me and express how they feel. So a lot of times before I bring things to this show, it's because I've got a great enough sample size from listening to the people of the Jaguar Nation that have expressed things to me to where I said, all right, this is finally to a point where I'm going to talk about this publicly because I realize it's just not Perry. And people think it's just Perry. It's just you, Perry, going on there speaking, saying whatever, stirring up, causing problems. I'm not here to stir up and cause problems. I'm here to create change for the better. I'm here to market and promote and brand for the better. Haven't I done that? Sometimes you guys listen to what you want to listen to, but I keep coaches on this show promoting their brand and their programs nonstop. Even the programs that you may not support. You may not be going to a softball game, but I'll be damn sure to make sure I have softball on here on this show to promote them and try to find ways to get donors to give to them. You heard volleyball here. They're having a brunch this morning. I'm making sure we're going to promote them and we're going to market them. It's not just one way for me. It's always. Now, aside from that, I went viral this week because I questioned Marshall Faulk's commitment to Southern University from my observation. My observation was what I saw, and I made sure I put it out there for you guys to see it. Once again, I got a degree from Southern. I know how to form a hypothesis. I know how to analyze data. I know how to then go through the entire process and then draw a conclusion from that data. And you can do the same thing. Now, you can form your own hypothesis, but I presented the data to you. The data was the social media. Now, okay, people out there are going to say it's about being a football coach. All that other stuff does not matter. That's what I've been seeing. He's the football coach. His job is to recruit players and build the staff, and that's and to win games, X's and O's. I will reiterate that. People have been telling me his job is simply to build a staff, recruit players, and win games. I have no problem with that. I agree with you on that. 1,001%. But there was a reason Coach Tremaine Jackson, who found time available even in his busy schedule down in New Orleans this morning, was able to come on, sell his program, talk about the Legacy Bowl, and not only that, did you hear what I asked them? So now this is for the naysayers, because remember I asked last week, was I tripping or was I not? A lot of people say, give the man time. He just got the job, Perry. You tripping. That ain't his job. We got other stuff to be worried about. You tearing a black man down. Why are you talking about the program publicly? All because I asked for some simple stuff. What did I ask that was so hard that got the internet going nuts? Ain't that what Paul Wall said? I got the internet going nuts. What did I ask that was so hard that y'all thought you had to write thesis to me to try to explain why a coach can't put nothing in his bio, share anything to his social media, show up to events, and wear Southern paraphernalia? What the hell is so hard about that for everybody who disagreed to give me these whole long, drawn-out, written theses about why a coach's job is not to promote a program, why it's not important to put things on video? One of the groups that I see, I think, is Jaguar Athletics 1880. Whoever the guy is that's behind that page, guess what? I'm helping you out, brother. You've been trying to get an initiative to get people to be giving, you trying to get people to give to you and to raise funds for the university. How you going to do it on your own with no traction? How you going to get new people to get in, to give to you with no traction? That's why you come in under all the videos trying to interact with the fans, because you see an opportunity to be able to now be able to get some traction that you couldn't get on your own. You can thank me later. But that's what I'm saying, how important social media. Here I am, Perry White. I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers, but I got people buzzing about Southern University right now, don't I? People are talking about Southern University. And you just heard Coach Tremaine Jackson tell you that's good when you're out there being buzzed. Now, for y'all to tell me that don't mean nothing, hey, my man, you know how much more money you could probably get raised to your program if you had Coach Marshall Faulk in a video saying to give to whatever the collective is or whatever your organization is, but you're going to sit here in these theses and tell me it does not matter? Did y'all just hear the man who won the SWAC championship, who's coaching at the Legacy Bowl, who's in coached in the Celebration Bowl, come to Prairie View and tell you he just told you? And I wanted to make sure I asked somebody, because once again, am I tripping? Clearly, I'm not, when I can get a head football coach on the Division I side to be able to tell you what it was that he had to establish when he first got to Prairie View. Now, I just want people to understand, coaching is big. It's 2026. It's not 1996. There's a whole new world on how you have to go out here and market this. Once again, I talked about it, visibility. And y'all act like I asked for a lot, for somebody to wear some paraphernalia, for somebody to just put us in their bio and share a schedule or whatever else and to show up at events. Oh, I got the whole world trying to give me every excuse out the wazoo. Okay, maybe he did go do interviews, and I saw the interviews that he did out there. But let me tell you something when it comes to Marshall Faulk doing interviews. Don't nobody want to talk to Marshall Faulk about Southern University. They want to talk to Marshall Faulk about Marshall Faulk being the NFL Hall of Famer and the famous celebrity football player. That's what they want to talk about. It's their one shining moment to sit down and talk to a guy with that much status, arguably one of the greatest running backs to ever play in the National Football League. Huge fan of Marshall Faulk. I am. But you better believe when people get an opportunity, they're going to say, hey, yeah, I know you the coach at Southern, XYZ. Then they're going to move on. Man, what was it like to be, you know, the greatest show on turf? What was it like to play with Kurt Warner? What was it like to transition the game to be that dual threat out of the backfield, to be that, you know, that receiver, that running back? What was that? They want to talk about the bright lights, his career. That's what's important. That's what has gotten him where he is to be the big celebrity that obviously had to go to California to the Super Bowl. On behalf of who? The NFL, not Southern University. But while they're talking to him, because they're going to give Southern the shorty in the stick. Yeah, I know you're coaching down there, house thing. All right, now let's go to your career. Well, when they switch over, it's important to have on gear, because although I'm not talking about Southern University, it's still on me. I just want y'all to understand there's a method to the madness. For those of you who do not think social media is important, to hell with you, because you're stuck in 1996. You don't get it. I just showed you being Perry White on social media, and it's gone viral, got everybody talking. Not about me, but about Southern. I'm not looking for clicks. I'm not looking for attention. I'm looking for marketing and promoting the brand. And guess what? It's provided other opportunities for people to create conversations and try to push their initiative on the brand in which I pushed out there, because they not getting no traction. That's just how it works. And I want y'all to understand, Coach Tremaine Jackson came on here and told you how important it is. Now, people think it's frustration. This is passion. And you got to be a Jaguar to understand this passion. And if you doubt, if you cannot understand this passion, you need to figure out where you at if you're here at Southern. This ain't nothing but passion, and it's love. And I grew up in a household, when you see something, you say something. If you seen, if something needs to be corrected, you speak it. That's why I don't have a problem speaking out loud and publicly and sharing my thoughts to you and anybody else. I'm not here to be nobody's friend. This is nothing personal. It's nothing personal to Coach Falk. It's nothing personal to Southern University. This is strictly business, and I'm all about business. And I got a degree from Southern University, so I like to think I'm pretty damn educated when it comes to what I see around me to be able to formulate a thought and understand what I see to then speak that thought to you, create conversation, have conversation, and then be able to have that conversation with others so you don't think it's just Perry. Which is why, although we talked about the Legacy Bowl, it was good to hear from a coach who is a winner to tell you the same thing that I've been telling you, but I'm tripping and I don't know what I'm talking about and I don't have an understanding, but he just told you it's imperative that you at all the events, because if you not bought in, how would the fans buy in? It's imperative that you wear the gear, because if you not wearing it, how are the fans not, how the fans gonna wear it? It's imperative that if I share it, it creates excitement amongst you, so it's imperative that I share it so that you share it, because it all works together. How in the hell is that not the job of the head coach or the school or anybody of all of us working together to make sure brand recognition? You're one of the highest paid people, if not the second highest paid person in the system. We call ourselves a low-resource institution. We're paying you this much money, and you're getting paid more than Chinnis Berry and Trey Oliver. They have HBCU national championships, the Celebration Bowl. I'm painting the picture out of pride so people don't get it misconstrued about Perry. And I'm not asking a lot. If you think I'm asking a lot, you can't be a true Jaguar. If you think there's a problem with what I'm saying, you don't give a damn about the brand and you're stuck in 1996. We in 2026. The business is different. The landscape is different. Get with it or get lost. That's why we've been getting lost. Because we have this old-ass way of thinking, and then we complain when somebody comes with a new mindset. And no, I'm not tripping. I asked that question last week. I know I'm not tripping now. I just asked a championship coach, a coach of the year, and he just sat here and told you what it takes. It's more than him being a football coach. It's everything else that the people out there saying is not the coach's job to do. Let's take a break. Y'all think about that. I'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, I'm back. It's the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Let me give some clarification to you, first of all, too. I have no problems with Marshall Faulk. Remember, this ain't nothing personal. It's strictly business. He has assembled a staff. That staff has been working, and that's fine. That's the other side to it. But it's this other thing to it as well. Now, let me tell y'all why visibility is so important, since everybody don't seem to care to promote the program and whatever else. Do you know what this does for our brand when we talking about trying to raise ticket sales, paraphernalia? Do y'all care about how much paraphernalia we sell? How much money of that licensing come back to Southern University because of that gear? Do y'all care? Since y'all don't think promoting and being a walking billboard does not matter. Do you guys care about that? Do you guys not care about the social media impressions? Coach just told you, and I've had not just Coach Jackson. Coach Barnes told you, as well as Coach Williams, volleyball and softball told you how that matters when it's talking about their recruits. Does that not matter to you when you're talking about raising the profile of the institution? Y'all think everybody out there know about Southern, Grambling, and Jackson? They don't. We're in a bubble that we think everybody knows who we are. Everybody does not know who we are. I was literally talking to a young lady on the women's basketball team just the other day who plays for Southern now. She's from right outside of Mobile, Alabama. I asked the young lady, how did you end up at Southern? She pointed at one of the assistant coaches. I said, did you know about Southern before you came here? She did not know. So she said, I'll stop thinking everybody know who we are. Get out of that world. You may have grew up in Baton Rouge and around Southern because your folks went to Southern. All you've known is black college, but everybody don't know that. And all the folks that look like you don't know it. We're in a position with an opportunity to be able to expand who we are. Now, for those who say I'm asking for too much, I can tell you what's asking for too much. Now, if you really want me to say I'm asking for too much in a short period of time, all right, if it was National Signing Day and Coach Falk wasn't here and he went to California, did he engage with our California alumni chapters? When he was promoting the pool party in Vegas, did he engage with our Las Vegas alumni chapter? I haven't told you to send him around on a speaking engagement, on a speaking tour, to go to all of our major cities for an alumni engagement. I haven't even told you that. I can get if you told me you asking for too much too soon, Perry. Starting here in Louisiana with Shreveport, Monroe, Alexandria, Lake Charles, Lafayette, and New Orleans, establishing yourself, because guess what? When you're Marshall Faulk and you show up at a speaking engagement, you're going to bring news. You're going to bring media. People want to see this, who this guy, because he is one of the best to ever do it. I didn't say go on a national speaking tour with all of our alumni chapters in our major cities like Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Houston, Washington, D.C., and very well where he played in St. Louis. I didn't say do all that, but that should be on the list in the future. This is opportunities for us to make money by using and engaging with those alumni chapters in the future. Now I'm asking for too much. I'm going to go there now. I'm going to ask for too much. Since y'all say I was asking for too much, I'm going to ask for too much, because if you didn't think about these things, put them on your list. These are events going into these cities where you can sell tickets to raise money for the program, engage those alums, and bring in new people to be a part of the university and the program, whether it's students, student athletes, or fans, because all fans are not alums of Southern University. Just like everybody that show up to LSU on a Saturday, all them folks didn't go to LSU. They just fanatics. Now, what this does when you're in those major markets, you're branding and marketing your program, because when you show up in D.C., you don't think the local folks not going to show up and say NFL Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk is in town in a speaking engagement? Then guess what? You're going to be on the local news talking about Southern University. Now, somebody over there who didn't know about Southern sees Southern. You just engaged somebody who was an alum who maybe was not engaged here and maybe pulled back. And their fundraising events. That's why it's important to wear paraphernalia. You can drive up the sale of paraphernalia. There are plenty of people out there. My man Thomas Mogul, there's plenty of people out there selling Southern stuff that now we're going to drive. We're trying to create excitement. We're trying to create a buzz. We're trying to sell the SU brand. Now I'm asking for too much, and I don't have a problem now since y'all thought I was before. Before, all I was asking, can you put us in your bio, can you wear some gear, and can you show up to the event? Well, if you ain't going to show up to the event, are you going to engage with the people or where you at? And we got chapters all across the country. Do you got other obligations? Cool. But while you there, can you engage with our people that's there so they can get to know who you are so you can get a presence in their area? Let me go to the phone lines right quick. Y'all be thinking I'm tripping. Who we got? CJ, good morning.
Hey, Pastor Perry, how you doing this morning, man? You're on a roll, bro. I just can't take enough of it, bro. You're doing, saying the right thing. But actually, it comes down, Perry, to one thing. If the coach is really a true blue fan of Southern University, look, you don't miss your first recruiting class for no matter what prior obligations you got, okay? When you took the job, you dropped all those obligations, okay? But that's a big thing. Them new kids just came in, and the head coach not even there to greet them, not even there to say hello to them. That's Perry. That's big. You can't do that. So I'm with you on everything you're saying, and we just got some sad-ass Jaguar fans. All they want to do is just suck up and kiss butt, and that ain't what we've been doing. That's not the way we've been doing. So I just say amen to what you're saying. Keep the work going. Got a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, CJ. I just want y'all to understand. And yes, it ain't all on Marshall Faulk. I'm not putting it all on Marshall Faulk. All I asked for him to do that everybody thought was so damn hard, and Perry, you tripping, and you, what are you doing? That ain't even matter. All I asked was to do is wear some paraphernalia. It was National Signing Day. If you're not going to be here and you know you're going to be in front of national media, I'm going to be excited with everybody I sit down and talk to and say, man, my first signing class today, man. My folks back in Baton Rouge having a good time. Welcome my people in. And when I get back, I cannot wait to get back there. And I got on my gear. And while you're talking to me about my Hall of Fame career, you can't do nothing but see Southern on me. It's not just on me, it's in me. I'm a Jaguar. I'm passionate. I'm not your side piece. And it's not all Senators Marshall Faulk. The school as well got to understand how to capitalize on this opportunity. We didn't pay this man all this money for his coaching resume, because if it is, send it to me. Send it to me. Send it to me. Call in and tell me what the resume is. 225-499-1073. Tell me what the resume is. If it's for the coaching resume, it's for the brand recognition. And I just gave you a bunch of gems on how we can take advantage of the brand recognition. Don't nobody know who the hell the athletic director and the president of Alabama was or is when Nick Saban was there, but you know who Nick Saban is. I'm just using that as an example. Football coaches are typically the highest paid people on the campus. You know why? You're the walking endorsement. You're the spokesperson of the institution. You can get butts in the seats in a 30,000 seat stadium that can't nobody on that campus do. Not even at a graduation, which we really should be having that many people there watching our young people get their degrees to better them lives, but we rather see touchdowns and listen to the band. I don't have no problem with it, because I'm going to be right there with you, ready to hear the fight song for a touchdown. I'm not asking for a lot, y'all. I'm just caught up into the new world. I'm not stuck in the bubble. I'm not afraid to speak out, and I'm not trying to be nobody's friend, because it ain't personal. It's strictly business, and it ain't nothing negative and directed towards Marshall Faulk. It's just he's learning on the job, right? How are we going to help him learn on the job then? This ain't frustration. It's passion, and I'm trying to teach y'all something, because we've been stuck in the way for so long, we can't see it no other way. I'm Southern through and through. Don't question that, ever. I have my pride. I'll be there today for the Southern and Grambling game, Southern down. I'm going to be cheering for the Jaguars. I travel and go to here, there, and everywhere to support the team. I bring them on the radio show no matter what the program is to promote it. Don't ever question that. Let me see you get up Saturday morning, 7 to 9, and do this every week and promote the program. Let's get that understood first and foremost. I just want better for the university. I can lay out a lot of things for you that we can be doing. Do I have to have this title behind my name? Hell no. I just got to have some sense and some knowledge and put my intelligence and my education that I got at Southern to use. And I think that's what I've been doing. But a lot of y'all have shown me how small-minded you are, how stuck in the time that you are, and you're not willing to evolve and grow. That's why I didn't have no problem when Tony Clayton came on here and said, we got to take it to the next level. I'm open to the thought. Do we have a true plan? No, but I'm open to the thought. But I'm also open to accountability. And we're going to hold some folks accountable. And if this ain't what you want to do, if this ain't what you're trying to grow, then don't do it. Go somewhere else. I don't care who you are, what you do at the university, where you at. If you ain't got to be just, you can be the janitor. If you don't want to clean the school with pride, go somewhere else and get a job. If you don't want to teach those students with pride, go somewhere else and get a job. If you don't want to market and promote this program, go somewhere else. I'm just trying to put y'all on game and get out that stupid stuff y'all be on, man. No, I'm not asking for too much. I'm asking for the basic. But if you want me to go and be too much, I can go there. I got a list of stuff I can tell you we need to do, because it's the things that y'all not paying attention to that you think does not matter with the person who's making almost $400,000 a year, and you telling me it does not matter for the brand recognition? It doesn't matter to show up. It does not matter to promote. It does not matter to have us in your body. None of that matters. But I got a coach who just won the championship in the SWAC and coach of the year. Played in the Celebration Bowl, coaching down in the Legacy Bowl today. He just told you all that matters, so it ain't Perry tripping. I just had softball and volleyball who both having success. Softball on a 6-game win streak. Volleyball played in the championship last year. Just told you how important it is to establish yourself as the leader. I don't care if you can't change overnight. But damn it, don't be closed-minded. That's our problem. And then, oh, you tearing down a black man. You can't talk about the school like that. Yes, you can. That ain't tearing down. That's pointing out when you're doing wrong. If you in a class and this is the mid-semester and then you come talk to your professor and your professor say, right now, you got a D. You need a B to pass my class. I got to point out all the things that you're doing wrong. I got to help you teach you better study habits. You need to go and read more. You need to prep more. These are the things and tools that you need to be successful. That's all this is. Yes, he's going to be measured upon wins and losses, but it's about the money being generated into the program that those other things can help. And at the end of the day, aren't we a low-resource institution? Don't we cry about what we don't have? Don't we whine about how much the state of Louisiana owes us in back whatever? Well, what can we do for ourselves in the meantime? We just made an investment. What is our return going to be on that investment? It needs to be everything that we want and more. And that don't just mean winning losses. This is the offseason. How do you win the offseason the same way you win in season? Take a break. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right. All right, everybody. We're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM around the Baton Rouge Capital City area. And everybody watching on our YouTube and Facebook, good morning to you guys on our live. Be sure to keep up with the Jaguar Journal. We're on X. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We are everything. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as we're on Twitch TV, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. I'm not asking for the Deion Sanders effect. All right? I'm not asking for the Deion Sanders effect. Let's not get this twisted. I'm just asking for a commitment from the university as well as the staff that's put together along with Falk. We just literally had one of the worst seasons in school history. We won the Bayou Classic and we beat Valley. The morale is down now. Don't you want to pack Mumford Stadium out this year? Don't you want to see more people than ever before wear Southern gear? Don't you want to see Southern talked about in arenas and media that we otherwise were not in? Don't you want to see paraphernalia sales in which the licensing and we get a percentage comes back to help the program? Ticket sales comes back and help the program. Donations come back and help the program. We got a caller. Who? All right. Good morning. You're live.
Good morning, Perry. This is Nina calling.
Hey.
Nina, I hear your passion. I hear your concern. I am a year-round season book holder for all sports. And my family supports the university in every way it can. But we're going to have to trust the process, whatever process that is that he's dealing with. I feel you on all things that you're saying, but I got a feeling, and it's just me thinking outside the box, I think he's going to come, when he does appear, he's going to have something magnificent for the school. Now, if he doesn't, I guess I'll just have to eat crow. But I think he's trusting in his staff that he has there to do their job. Yes, it's different, because we're Jaguars, we're spoiled. We want all kind of stuff to happen for us, but the culture is changing on the campus, and I disagree. I think morale is good. They're still excited. Paraphernalia is going out the door. Different companies are coming on board, and I think we just need to continue, and I'm a prayerful woman, continue to pray for that staff on every from the AD on down and make sure they're making the right decisions and trust. I think we just need to trust the process. Yes, it's hard. And we want what we want because, again, we're spoiled rotten. But I think we need to trust the process. And I'm so glad that you are passionate about this because I am as well. And I think he's hearing, I'm sure if he doesn't hear it now, in the past, he's hearing it now. And I think we just need to be patient and wait and see exactly what's going to happen.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. I ain't trusting no process. I'm trying to give y'all the process. You want me to sit back and wait? I'm not waiting. I can respect that. But what process? What is the process? The morale ain't through the roof. I don't see Southern buzzing on social. It ain't about the social media, remember? That's what y'all told me. It ain't about the marketing, promoting, remember? It ain't about all that. That's what y'all told me. I got the internet going nuts right now. Me. And I'm not Marshall Faulk. I'm just Perry White. I got more folks talking about Southern. And for the very folks who telling me all that don't matter, I sure see you under the comments trying to push your initiative, because wasn't nobody else paying attention to your initiative when it was just you. And you know your initiative could go so much farther if you partner with Marshall Faulk and he tell people about your initiative. I'm not with all that. I'm just letting y'all know. Much respect to however you think. I ain't trusting no process. I can't trust what I don't know. And clearly it's what I see. And I ain't asking for too much but to wear some gear, show up to the events, and put us in your profile. Are you Deion Sanders? You not. But you got an influence and you got a visibility. Let's engage with our alums from across the nation. Let's put ourselves in a position to have a tour starting in the state of Louisiana where you sell tables and tickets to get him to be the speaker, to make money for the program and engage those alums in those areas. Then let's take it nationally. Now I'm doing too much, and I don't care. And let's go to these big cities and establish recruiting fertile grounds. Let's establish ourselves amongst our alums, and let's make some money. Let's grow this thing. What process? I'm giving you a process. If I was to see this, then I can understand. I'm giving it to you. I'm helping you out. Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, D.C., St. Louis. If he gonna miss these events, once again, my question, did he engage with our California chapters while he was there? When he was in Las Vegas, did he engage with our Vegas chapter? That's all I want to know. And for athletics, let's step our game up. We're missing crucial opportunities in which you can't get back. The process should have been begun the moment the ink was signed on the paper. That's the process. Got to have a plan. All right, y'all. Hope I ain't rile y'all up. Hey, Southern, if you need something, call me. I get you stuff all day. Ain't no problem. Get out your feelings. It ain't personal. It's business. I'm still going to come have a drink with you. I'm still going to eat with you. I'm still going to laugh with you. I'm still going to shake hands. I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with the administration. I don't have a problem with Marshall Faulk. I'm just pointing out things. We can do better. Because I don't understand what you're doing. Hope you guys had a great show. Be sure to keep up with us. We'll be back next week, same time. Southern versus Grambling State today, basketball alumni. Y'all get over there. Support. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. See y'all next week.